As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. And welcome to our Tuesday, May the 11th. Oh, yes, another 11th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Certainly lots of news, facts, and we might even get to solutions today. You know, I always intimate the same solutions. They really are the solutions. We can play all kinds of games with words, but the real solution is getting very vocal, local, right where you are. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal, local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. You may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. That's Box 96, Exeter, the big mo to me. 65647, the zip code to my postmistress. Anyway, once again, a big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and AM 1710 Liberty Radio, Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you so very much for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our calling number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Those call-in numbers and the contact information and our show archives page and so much more are available at the oraclebroadcasting.com webpage. Gold breaks out and climbs to a high above $1,220. Good news for the gold bugs. Silver likewise breaks the $19 mark. Good news for everyone. And as global investors eye this trillion-dollar euro bailout, they do so with suspicion. The Macondo gently weeps while the Mineral Management Service misdeeds and improprieties surface. We'll talk about that. The age of fossil fuels, man's role in changing the face of the earth. We'll go there. Maybe we'll even visit again with John Locke. So much in today's two-hour broadcast. And, of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to that market report for Tuesday, May the 11th, 2010. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We find gold trading up $19.30 at $1,222 an ounce. Again, up $19.30 at $1,222 an ounce. And boy, does that feel good to me. Silver, finally, been waiting for this one, above $19 again, moves up 60 cents in early trading at $19.10. Platinum off 11 bucks, trades at $519, and palladium down four at $1,691 a troy ounce. The lows and highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,200.50 for a low, $1,223.80 for a high. A nice spread there, 23 bucks. Big spread in there. But at $1,222 an ounce, your gold is up $305.70 year to year for a 33.37% return on your investment. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Much more to come.
TeamSpeed.com. NCC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And a welcome back to our Tuesday, May the 11th, 2010, getting ahead of myself there by a year, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Throwing off the shoreline and getting underway on this first hour of our two-hour broadcast today. Let's go back into that market report. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Once again, good news for the gold bugs, good news for the silver folk. Everybody that's involved in the precious metals would be happy today, although we are seeing a little bit of a decline in platinum and palladium and rhodium as well. But the gold this morning up $19.30, trades at $1,222 an ounce. That's good news. Silver moves up 60 cents. Breaking that $19 barrier, now $19.10. Boy, can we get to 20? I'd sure like to see that. Everybody just, you know, do the things you do, you know? Get your teacup out and throw some leaves in the bottom and let's all voodoo for $20 silver. Anywho, the platinum this morning, again, off $11 at $519 an ounce. Palladium off $4 at $16.91. The London Gold Fix. The boys in London this morning set the price at $1,209, and they all went out and jumped in the Thames River, probably. Well, maybe not. The SPDR gold shares moves up again. They added 3.65 tons. Now we know somebody that's buying in this gold market. They added 3.65 tons overnight, bringing their holding in gold up to 1,192.15 tons of gold. If you can believe the things that you hear from the State Street Global Advisors, their holdings now are worth $45.85 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average moved up 405, closing at 10,785 yesterday. The NASDAQ moved up 109, closing at 2375, and the S&P 500 up 49, closing out at 1,160. The crude oil this morning up 34 cents. That crude oil is kind of rather high there. I don't know whether this is right or not. I think I've got my numbers backwards. I think I do. I think that the crude oil is actually at 76.01 and that the USDX is at 84.62. I'll check that and get back to you. But in the Forex market, the Canadian loonie this morning off 24 basis points is at 98 cents U.S. The Mexican peso moves down 81 basis points, trades at 8 cents U.S., once again on the south side of the Rio Grande. The euro, big loser here, continues to top the news, off 54 basis points, trades at $1.27. The global investment community is not too happy about what's happening to the euro. Their little union seems to be evaporating, even in the face of $1 trillion of stimulus. The British pound, not doing much better, moves down another 19 basis points, trades at $1.48 U.S., and the Swiss franc, up 14 basis points, trades at 90 cents U.S. In the bond market, the yields continue to go down, and I guess for an investor that means they're more valuable. I don't understand how that works. It's kind of inverse logic. But the bonded indebtedness, the two-year treasury is running 0.83% for a yield. The 10-year is at 3.50. Again, these are all in decline. The 30-year moves down to 4.38%. The mortgage market this morning, the fixed mortgages, the 15-year mortgage, moves down from 4.48% a month ago to 4.31%. Good news for people buying mortgages, but not such good news for people investing in mortgages. 30-year moves down from 5.20% last month to 5.03% this month. Well, let's go into the news basket a little bit here. This off of the Kitco website, AM Kitco Metals Roundup, gold posting solid gains, new record high within striking distance. That's right. We're close. We're closing in on it. The COMEX, this is by Jim Wyckoff, or Wyckoff. I don't know what else he does. But anyway, May the 11th, new news, 8:18 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. COMEX gold futures prices, solidly higher in early trading, notched another fresh five-month high overnight. A fresh hot five-month high overnight. The precious yellow metal is now within an easy striking distance of pushing above the all-time high of $1,227.50. Yeah, that's right. We're $5 off, setting a new record today. It'll probably happen maybe even during the broadcast. Wouldn't that be blessed? Scored in December of 2009, June COMEX gold last traded up at $1,750 at $1,218.30. And, Jim, we're up higher than that now. After a one-day respite following weekend news of a massive €750 billion financial aid package for debt-distressed European Union countries, stock markets and the euro currencies are once again seeing selling pressure that is spilling over into other non-safe haven assets, such as crude oil and the other European currencies. So there's much more to be said for all of that. But yes, the news wires are just loaded with discussion about this $1 trillion bailout. The key question posed in this report Monday was, will this latest and most extensive pronouncement from the EU finally put to rest the European sovereign debt issue? From a worldwide investor and markets perspective, Tuesday, the answer to this question is leaning towards the no camp. That's important. This is not going to put anything to rest. This is just throwing more good money after bad. Look for gold prices to continue to rally if the European Union debt situation remains very uncertain in the eyes of investors worldwide. Okay? And so I think we're going to see a continuing increase here in the price of gold. At least I think that it should. That's not to say that the big pockets won't drive it down. They love to put their jackboot right on the neck of gold and silver. In overnight news, holdings of the largest gold exchange traded fund, ETF, or the SPDR gold shares, which we report on every day, hit a record high this week, up 33 tons from a week ago. And we've been reporting on this incremental jump. Six here, six there, six more tons here, six more tons there, and up 33 tons from just a week. ago. The London Gold AM fix was 1209 versus the previous PM fixing of 196.50. So isn't it incredible? Overnight, a $13 move in the mind of the London price fixers. That would be the London Bullion Market Association, if you want to check it out for yourself, LBMA. And please do. Please do. Visit their website. It's LBM. Just type in LBMA, all in caps. Sometimes that'll trigger it, and it should bring their website up. If not, just type in London Bullion Market Association, and then go in and look at all the cast of characters. Play around on that website. Get in there and dig around. Burrow around a little bit. This is the heart of the beast. This is the backbone of this whole system. You need to know that. Look at all the banks that are involved in it. Scotia, Mikado, J.P. Morgan, all these people that have been playing funny money with the silver market and the gold market, these people have got their hands in the till. They've been caught red-handed in CFTC hearings out of the Angada, putting lots of pressure on them. So, dude, go up on visit with that website. Become familiar with it. Bookmark it. Keep an eye on these clowns. These are the gangsters, banksters. Again, dropping down a little bit further, technically, June, COMEX Gold Futures bulls have the overall near-term and long-term technical advantage, bulls, the bull market, and have gained fresh upside momentum on Tuesday morning. The next major upside technical objective for the bulls is pushing and closing prices above technical resistance at the all-time high of $1,227.50. So if we cross this barrier today, if we cross that $1,227.50 mark, you could look for a breakout above that. We might go to $1,250 in a New York minute. So that's that news right there. We'll be back right after these words from our sponsors with much more news, information, and research. Stay with us.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seed Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, cPanel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cPanel.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
More breaking news right out of the Bloomberg website this morning. Euro erases gains as the bailout optimism ebbs. The Chinese stocks fall. This by Justin Kerrigan. Apparently Justin knows how to write an article by himself. May 11th, new news, Bloomberg. The euro lost all of yesterday's gains on concerns the $1 trillion bailout will hurt the European economic growth. Stocks fell, pairing the MSCI World Index biggest advance in a year. Chinese shares entered a bear market, the author states. The euro weakened to 0.8% against the dollar at 7 or 9 a.m. in New York, trading below the level it was at before the European Union-led aid package was announced early yesterday. The stocks, Europe 600 Index, yeah, boy, I'll tell you, I was watching that all night, fell 1.8% after rising 7.2% yesterday. Futures on the standard no-so-very-poors index, well, he didn't say that, I do, dropped 1.1%. Copper traded below $7,000 a metric ton. All right, European Union unprecedented bailout package is unlikely to be a quote-unquote long-term solution for the region, said Marek Belka, the director of the International Monetary Fund's European Department. She said that in Brussels yesterday. Inflation in China accelerated to an 18-month high, the nation's Statistics Bureau said today, increasing pressure on the government to raise interest rates in an economy that has been an engine of growth through the global financial crisis. Here's another quote. The euphoria of 24 hours ago has passed. In other words, following the Keynesian economic model, attempting to spend their way to prosperity, that euphoria has passed. It sounded like a good idea until people looked at it. As soon as people started to look at it, they didn't like it. But Derek Halfpenny, or Halpenny, the European head of global currency research at the Bank of Tokyo Mitsubishi Limited in London, wrote in a report today, quote, "We are in little doubt that steps taken will offer the euro little support, and the aid package does not change the fact that Spain and Portugal in particular will still have to undergo further painful austerity measures." Now, all of this news, of course, coming in the wake of the Trilateral Commission meeting in Ireland. In addition to that, the G7 conference call on Friday. You think they would have hashed all this out, don't you think? But no. Or did they? Did they hash it all out and did they know exactly what the reaction globally would be? I think so. That's my prognostication. Yen and the Treasury's gain. The euro fell against 11 of its 16 most traded peers, dropping as low as $1.27 compared with $1.28 level at which it closed last week. The yen strengthened against all 16 of its major counterparts as investors sought the relative safety of the Japanese currency. And oh, it goes on and on and on. And you can find this entire lengthy article up on Bloomberg this morning. But let's look at the U.S. stock futures a little bit more on this economic side of thing. U.S. stock futures fall on concern that the aid plan won't solve the crisis. Sarah Jones seems to know how to write an article by herself. May 11th, Bloomberg, new news. U.S. stock index futures fell after the Standard & Poor's 500 index yesterday surged by the most in more than a year. On concern, an almost $1 trillion emergency lending package for European countries will hamper growth. I thought that was stimulus. Is it going to hamper growth? Well, of course it's going to hamper growth. It just lays the debt, you know, as some say, paying it forward. It just pays forward their debt. It doesn't do you any good that way. It's insanity. We need to correct the problem. We need to go after the disease, quit addressing all of the symptoms, wringing our handkerchiefs over all of the victims. Until you cure the disease, there will be an endless quantity of symptoms and victims to report on a daily basis. Alcoa Incorporated, the largest U.S. aluminum producer, declined 2.5% in German trading. Metal prices fell after Chinese inflation accelerated at the fastest pace in 18 months. Oh, yeah. Chinese inflation accelerated at the fastest pace in 18 months. You've been watching your grocery receipts lately? I've decided that over the coming weekend, I'm going to sit down over the last 12 months. You see, I do save the receipts. I'm one of those receipt saver guys. I got a little file for all of my grocery receipts and other receipts, all the things that I do buy, which are not very many. But I just very rarely ever change my grocery list. I'm actually not shopping. I'm just simply restocking my larder. And unless the store just happens to be out of something, like they have been repeatedly in the last couple of months, they don't seem to be doing too well with their just-in-time stocking. They seem to be changing brands, dropping brands, all kinds of stuff. And for no good reason either, by the way, here in the Southwest Missouri, in the rural country, in the flyover country, for no good reason. You talk to the companies that manufacture these things that I generally like to have in my larder, my pantry, and they tell you no problem. There's no shortage of availability. There's no shortage of Hershey's Dark Chocolate Kisses, for instance. And you know, if you don't haven't read into dark chocolate, you don't realize that it's loaded with oxalic acid. Dark chocolate, Hershey's dark chocolate, one or two little pieces of that a day for smokers and otherwise helps to keep cancer in your mouth at bay and other valuable things. But no, no, the local stores are no longer carrying it. But Hershey's tells me, and they do, by the way, make it manufactured in America. Most of the rest of the stuff's made in Mexico, and I just will not buy it. I have found a way around that. However, you can go over in the baking section and you can get Hershey's dark chocolate chips for putting in chocolate chip cookies. And instead of having them in a little kiss-like package, you can just put them all in a mason jar, screw the lid down tight. And instead of eating a big chocolate kiss, a Hershey's kiss, you just eat a small chocolate chip instead. That solves the sweet tooth, but I'm not going for the sweets. I'm going for the oxalic acid anyway. Anywho, Don, into this article, Alcoa, again, the largest aluminum producer, declined 2.5% in German trading. Metal prices fell after the Chinese inflation accelerated. So the idea was, is that if you follow your bills, your grocery receipts, you too might be able to get a better understanding of just what is the inflation rate that we're dealing with, that the Chinese are dealing with and having to admit in this morning's news. June contracts on the standard NOSA Very Poor 500 index declined 1%. The S&P 500 yesterday surged 4.4%. The benchmark for U.S. stock options, the VIX, had a record drop after European policymakers unveiled an unprecedented loan package. Then it goes on and reiterates everything that we already talked about. So there's more in that particular article as well. Gives you an idea that from a global standpoint, things aren't doing too good, all right? Things aren't doing too good, and even the banks are having a little bit of trouble here. This is another article, more economics news, right off of Bloomberg. This written by Abigail Moses. She must have brought the pencils, and Shannon Harrington, he must have brought the paper. But they write this for Bloomberg, bank swaps. LIBOR shows doubts on European bailout. Credit markets, what is this LIBOR? Well, that's the London Interbank, what is it? L-I-B-O-R, London Interbank something rate, overnight rate. There you go. London Interbank overnight rate. Took a while to figure out what LIBOR was, but here's the article. May the 11th, new news. Money markets and the cost of protecting bank bonds from losses show investors are concerned the almost $1 trillion rescue plan announced by European leaders may not be enough to contain the region's sovereign debt crisis. So even though the blogosphere went aflame with all of this news, and rightly so, it hasn't been more than 24 hours before the mainstream media, and especially Bloomberg, has had to fess up that this $1 trillion rescue plan ain't going to do the trick, honey, any more than the little concrete 100-ton concrete enclosures, kind of like a box. That didn't stop Macondo's weeping either. Anyway, let's go down a little further. The market iTraxx Financial Index of credit default swaps on European banks and insurers was last at 145 basis points, compared with 108.5 basis points in X blah, blah, blah. So it's a huge jump. Anyway, drive away with it.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And blowing through the first bottom of the hour here from today's two-hour broadcast, laying out a battery of new news. New news right off the Bloomberg website. This is right out of the belly of the beast, New York City. All of this information, you know, this is the place where I go every single day to keep an eye on what's happening in the mind, at least, of the Bloomberg spinmeisters. But this loan package for debt-laden nations, including Greece, is part of an attempt to stop a decline in the euro, again, which fell to a 14-month low last week, and stave off a sovereign default that would threaten recovery from the worst global recession, the writers write, since the 1930s. Banks' potential losses are under scrutiny by investors concerned that they're owed too much by Europe's most indebted countries. So, I mean, it's going to bite them all in the butt here, all right? And this is what it continues to say. Here's a quote from Jim Reed. Sovereign risk hasn't gone away in the slightest, all right? And throw a lot of money at something. I mean, this is like a Band-Aid, a continual Band-Aid application. This is their default. It's like a small-town football coach that goes up the middle for 3 yards every time. One year he has a wide receiver. Another year he's got a great quarterback, but he always plays the same play, you know. Oh, well, we don't have an air game. We play a ground game, you know, so we go right up the middle for 3 yards. Well, they've been doing this for the last 100 years. They're going right up the middle for 3 yards, hoping for a first down. The problem is 3 times 3 is 9. It's how defective their idea is. So this is like putting a Band-Aid, as I love to say, on a sucking chest wound on the body politic. Sovereign risk hasn't gone away in the slightest, said Jim Reed, head of the fundamental strategy in London for Deutsche Bank AG, Germany's biggest bank. So, continuing, he says, what this package has done is massively reduced the tail risk, you know what it happens when you take it in the tail risk in European markets without necessarily changing the medium to long-term dynamics of the financial markets. It hasn't done anything. Elsewhere in credit markets, the extra yield investors demand to own corporate debt instead of government debt securities fell 8 basis points to 169 basis points. So, you know, we look at this, we talk about the bonds every morning, and it's a real headbanger for me. It's a scratcher, you know. Why people would be excited if the yields get lower and lower on federal government debt. You would think that if you go in and you buy a CD or something like that, you know, you'd want to have the highest interest rate you could. But I guess it's a better investment if the yields are low. Go figure. Anyway, elsewhere in credit markets, the extra yield investors demand to own corporate debt instead of government securities. In other words, if they're going to get involved buying up the debt, becoming a creditor to a corporation, they want to see some pretty nice yield there, right? Extra yield, the investors demand to own corporate debt instead of government securities. Well, then you got to go back and look at the Rothschilds formula. You know, they picked it up from the Fuggers, the father Fuggers, the brother Fuggers, and the mother Fuggers of Europe. All right, the Rothschilds, they picked up this idea, too, that it was far to their advantage to loan money to governments than it was to loan money to corporations. So they were the government or the sovereign's bankers as opposed to the mercantile bankers. And why did they make that decision? Well, they made that decision because when a company goes bust, it's just, you know, tits in the air. But when a government goes bust, they can send out the military and secure more, you know, they can hoard up more gold, or they can conquer another nation. So that's why it's always been part of the plan for the military-industrial complex to get all kinds of support from the banking, the international financial community, because if all else fails, you just use the bomb, right? The sanction option. Never again, they say in Israel. Never again. The cost of protecting corporate and bank bonds using credit default swaps rose today as investor euphoria at the European rescue measures abated, according to Fumi Hudugoto, the Goto man, the head of Japan Credit Research for UBS. Well, it's a long article. There's even more involved in that, so you can certainly pick that up for yourself. Again, it's found right up on Bloomberg this morning. But go over here a little bit and take a look at this. let's see, right here. This is where I want to go. Which one do I want to go first? Let's go this one right here. All right, BP. Pick this up again. We'll go back down and look at while Macondo, the well, gently weeps. BP relief wells bring risk of bigger Gulf of Mexico oil spill. All right. So once again, you know, they're not addressing the real problem here. They're trying to put Band-Aids and boxes on this thing. Out of sight, out of mind, well, not quite. This article, written by Joe Carroll, apparently Joe didn't need any helpers here, writing by himself, what a bold and brazen fellow, none of the collaborative writing for him. BP PLC faces the risk of an even bigger oil spill as it attempts to drill two so-called relief wells to plug a leak on the seabed of the Gulf of Mexico that's gushing 5,000 barrels a day. All right? So, I mean, it's just, this is just the same kind of logic that they use for political parties. You know, if one party, a dictatorship, is no good, and you bring in two parties, like the Republicans and the Demopublicans, and that proves to be no good, then how is it, by what logic, by what stretch of reason, would three parties, or four, or eight, or 16, or 32, or 64, or 128, or 256, I've memorized that, you know, that's just a mathematical sequence. But of what value would be more? As a matter of fact, if you want to go to probability and visit with Blaise Pascal, the father of probability, chances are that you could maybe be gambling on the wrong thing. And this is what Joe Carroll and many people in the in the science community are starting to think that the relief wells will pump cement into the leak to seal it. To do that, BP, British Petroleum, this is their explorations division, will need to first drill into the same deposit of oil and gas that caused a pressure surge known as a blowout at the original well, igniting an explosion that killed 11 workers and sank $365 million drilling rig Deepwater Horizon, now on its side in deep water. All right. So what they're suggesting here is, well, let's drill some more wells tap into this huge high-pressure oil and gas deposit. And initially, it thinks, well, that could be pretty good. Well, that ought to work. Well, what if they happen to find in the first well that they didn't get into the highest pressure zone that they might have found? Maybe they'll find more pressure and a greater surge in the wells that they're drilling now. What would happen then? Well, that's the gist of this article. Instead of having one oil leak and 11 dead, they might have three major oil leaks and an untold number of deaths. Anyway, in a regulatory filing BP made to drill the relief wells, it estimates another blowout could release as much as 240,000 barrels of oil a day into the ocean. That's almost 50% more than the company's worst-case estimate for the first well, and an equivalent to two-thirds of the supply pumped daily from Prudhoe Bay, Alaska, the largest U.S. oil field. All right? You got it? When detailing the risks in the filing, BP may have factored in the volatile conditions found when drilling the original well that blew up on April the 20th, said Fred Amidzada, a research professor at the University of Southern California. Usually, in any type of deep water drilling, he said, you want to take additional safety measures. He's a former Unocal Corporation geophysicist and a past president of the Society of Exploration Geophysicists. He might know something about what he's talking about. Again, usually in any type of deep water drilling, you want to take additional safety measures. The BP has begun drilling one of the relief wells to pump cement into the leaking Macondo well about 40 miles from the Louisiana coast. Remember, I brought this to your attention when it first came out. The name of this well is the Macondo. And so I've been saying, while Macondo gently weeps. That's kind of like the George Harrison song, While My Guitar Gently Weeps. Maybe there's somebody out there that'll do a musical production and put Macondo Gently Weeps. But again, they've quit using any discussion of the Deepwater Horizon. And so you're going to have to remember Macondo. That's the well. All right, BP again has begun drilling one of the relief wells to pump cement into the leaking Macondo well about 40 miles from the Louisiana coast. BP, based in London, expects to finish the wells by July the 15th. 45 days and longer from now, right? Almost 60 days from now, according to a plan submitted by the Interior Department. Nearing shore, BP Chief Executive Officer Tony Hayward discounted the chances of another blowout as the company works to bring the leaking well under control and foul weather pushed the expanding slick closer to shore. The relief wells ultimately will be successful, Hayward told reporters in Houston. Will ultimately be successful. Someday, but when, Tony? Drilling back-to-back relief wells is a belt and braces approach and will assure ultimate success, he said. Well, that's what he said, but golf ball-sized pumps of tar found this past weekend on Dauphin Island off the Alabama coast. We'll be right back.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies policies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And so somebody out there in the listening audience, somebody that maybe needs a couple of dollars in their pocket, wants to do a little bit of something, you want a top 40 record, I've just given you a tip for it, and maybe you want to do it as a YouTube video. It would be a treat for all of us to watch. Put together your new top 40 hit, While Macondo Gently Weeps. I guarantee you it'll go right to the top of the charts. While Macondo Gently Weeps, use George Harrison's While My Guitar Gently Weeps. And then, you know, the video, the YouTube video could be very interesting. There's so many clips that will be available to you as this oil spill continues that a YouTube video would be real good as well. So there you go. That's a little bit of work for those of you out there that are commercially minded or just artistically gifted. But back to the article. Now they're talking about golf ball-sized clumps of tar found this past weekend on Dauphin Island off the Alabama coast. And six-foot waves in the Gulf through May the 13th may push crude ashore west of the main entrance to the Mississippi River. And as I mentioned so many days ago, this is going to become a problem. And I've heard now from official sources that they're concerned about this, too, the decontamination of vessels moving up the Mississippi River as they have passed through this oil spill is going to become an issue. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service on May the 8th closed public access to Louisiana's Chandelure and Freemason Islands. Freemason Islands? My God, what goes on there? The first areas where oil reached land. I don't know, maybe they've got a vacation spot down there. Maybe they go down and practice their Kabbalah or something in the sunshine. BP has spent 300 crab boils at the feet of Moloch or something. And BP has spent $350 million responding to the leaks and is the target of more than 100 lawsuits. Didn't take the Didn't take the ambulance chasers very long to get on top of this one. The steel structure will be placed over the leaking well in the next few days in an effort to capture oil and direct it to the surface. A previous bid with a large container device failed on May the 8th, so the big one didn't work, so they're going to put a steel one on instead. Rubber plug, listen to this insanity. Boy, are these guys ever drawing from the air. BP also plans to shoot tire pieces, golf balls, and other rubber items into the top of the well to plug it during the next 2 weeks, Hayward said. My word. In its original exploration plan, this is the important part of the article now, in its original, you see, sometimes you have to dig deep in these things. In its original exploration plan filed with the Interior Department's Minerals Management Service, the MMS, remember this, Ken Salazar, Interior Department's MMS, it's the IDMMS, Ken Salazar, Interior Department, you know, Walter Hickel, go back to the Santa Barbara oil spill, it always goes back to these guys. BP estimated the worst-case scenario for a blowout would spew 162,000 barrels of crude a day. Hayward was more recently put the maximum potential leak at 60,000 barrels a day. Amin Zada said the relief wells will pose bigger risks because they'll be tapping into a pocket of crude and natural gas that is already flowing into the original well. Quote, it's potentially the case that you could see a larger volume of oil because, in effect, you're puncturing two holes rather than one in the formation, he said. See, so people are lining up on both sides of this scheme, but they're moving ahead with it anyway. Cherie Douglas, leader of the regulatory compliance team at BP's Houston-based exploration and production company, she's probably a real looker, by the way, Cherie Douglas, leader of the regulatory compliance team. They comply all right. They voluntarily comply. You're going to see in a moment that they sometimes comply on their knees or on their backs or at the bank. She referred a call to the Joint Incident Command Center in Robert, Louisiana, staffed by BP, U.S. Coast Guard and Minerals Management Service personnel. John Curry, a BP spokesman, didn't return a phone message, so people aren't talking. They're lawyering up and they're shutting up. Second well, BP began drilling a relief well on May the 2nd with the Transocean Limited's Development Driller 3 rig. So now they've got Driller 3 down there. Their Driller 3 is parked above the deepwater horizon, which just off the horizon is in deep water. The second well will begin on May the 14th with Transocean's Discoverer Enterprise vessel, Discoverer Enterprise. So they're always going back to this Transocean Limited. This is that South Korean firm that builds these. They're shipbuilders, shipyards. Transocean Limited. You can find that on Google. Just Google Dogpile or Webfair to browse it up and read about Transocean. They do a real nice job painting their vessels. I don't know how seaworthy they are. They apparently are pretty seaworthy. They get about $500,000 a pop a day. $500,000 a day when they're drilling. Sanford Bernstein Limited, an analyst, estimated April 30th that capping the leaks and cleaning up the spill may cost BP and its partners in the Macondo prospect $12.5 billion. Transocean, based in Geneva, now, you know, that's just a very recent thing, owned the Deepwater Horizon and so on and so forth. All right? Just kind of a closing discussion. Here's another discussion from another angle, and I think this one a little bit more pertinent. Gives you a little idea about the cozy ties. You know, I'm not just kidding when I say that these people are spending some time on their knees or maybe on their back. Listen to this. Bloomberg. Jim F. Stasiou. Junior writes this, he's writing by himself, not a collaborative writing project, May 11th, Bloomberg, New News. The U.S. agency overseeing offshore drilling safety is also the government's second largest moneymaker. Oh yeah, baby, on your moneymaker now. A dual role that will be probed during hearings on last month's deadly oil rig explosion in the Gulf of Mexico. The Minerals Management Service generates about $13 billion a year for the U.S. Treasury. Would that be J.P. Morgan Chase are we talking about when we talk about the Treasury? Or are we talking about Goldman Sachs? Anyway, the Mineral Management Service generates about $13 billion a year for the U.S. Treasury by partnering with companies such as BP PLC and ExxonMobil Corp to develop oil and natural gas, trailing only the Internal Revenue Service in revenue. All right? This is a cash cow. This is a cash cow. And they're using your resources and mine. At the same time, the agency and its 1,700 employees enforce safety rules, suggesting, quote-unquote, inherent internal conflicts of interest, said Senator Robert Menendez, a New Jersey Democrat, in an email. Menendez and his colleagues on the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee will hold the first congressional hearing on the incident today. Now, if they take a page out of Levin's playbook, Senator Levin's playbook, and really do their homework and get all of their charts and graphs in order, what we basically are going to see is Beelzebub bringing Beelzebub into court. All right? So back to Matthew, what is it, 12 and 24. Do you think that Beelzebub is going to cast out Beelzebub? So you've got the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee investigating the Interior Department's Mineral Management Service. Will it be a whitewash? Will it be any difference in the end of the Fed audit, you know? It could be, if they'll take a couple of pages out of Levin's book. Senator Levin did a very fine job grilling blank fine, I thought, having watched that. Scrutiny of the Interior Department agency intensified following the explosion that killed 11 workers, sank a $365 million drilling rig owned by BP, operated by BP, and triggered an oil spill that threatens the Gulf Coast states. I guess they wrote that paragraph just in case a reader was coming down from Mars or something. The MMS, that would be the Minerals Management Service, failed to mandate certain safety devices required on offshore rigs in other countries and allowed BP to drill in 5,000 feet of water without requiring a detailed environmental impact analysis, said Kevin Book, a Washington-based managing director for Clearwater Energy Partners, LLC, a policy research firm. Now, this is very important, all right? Because it's these detailed environmental impact analysis, it's this environmental impact statements, detailed, that cost hundreds, sometimes, of thousands of dollars to create, which cross every I and dot every T, which keep out a majority of private, small-time people from getting involved in whether you're developing real property, whether you're developing a minerals claim, etc. But the Mineral Management Service failed to mandate safety devices required on offshore rigs and didn't require a detailed environmental impact analysis, Kevin Brooks said. All right? So what we're developing here is complicity with Ken Salazar and the Mineral Management Service in this BP oil spill. Be right back. Hour number two, straight ahead.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seed Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, cPanel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A-Panel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cPanel.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, May the 11th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Getting underway on our second hour, just beginning our second hour of today's two-hour broadcast. The first hour went through a whole basket of news, financial news, European news, stock market news, gold news. We find gold trading at $1,222 an ounce as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, now 2 hours ago. Now it's getting, I haven't checked, but it may be getting higher than that. Silver, of course, at the same time, topped out above $19. That's good news for the gold and silver bugs out there. And as we were coming into the top of the hour break, coming into our second hour of today's broadcast, we started back in on this BP relief wells project. And now we're taking a look at the Interior Department's Mineral Management Service. And a little bit of collusion here, a little bit of complicity starting to shape up in this discovery. Let's continue here. Again, the author writing for Bloomberg talks about scrutiny of the Interior Department agency intensified following the explosion that killed 11 workers and sinking the $365 million drilling rig operated by BP, and then the oil spill that came along after that. All right. But the key here is that the Mineral Management Service failed to mandate certain safety devices required on offshore rigs. We talked about that, you know, Cameron Company. They came up with it. They supplied the shears, the blow-off prevention valve. It's a shear. It's a big chunk of cast iron casting that goes around like a collar around the oil pipe and has the ability, although it may be, have to be triggered, it's not an automatic thing, it has to be triggered by an operator, but it has the ability, it has the strength. I mean, you ought to look at the mathematics that are involved in all of that. The document that I was reading from on air previously lays out all the mathematics on this thing, but it has the ability to develop tremendous strength or shearing force and actually sever the drill pipe and the casing simultaneously and quickly. And when it does that, it crimps the pipe. It's like taking a straw, you know, out of your latte and just pinching it with your fingers. And then if you cut it just above the pinch, of course, whatever oil would be in the pipe above, in the straw above, whatever coffee would spill back on your hand and onto the table, but no more coffee would come up that straw. Are you with me? That's the whole process in a nutshell. So, back to the discussion. When the Minerals Management Service fails to mandate certain safety devices that are required on offshore rigs in other countries and allows BP to drill in 5,000 feet of water on the very edge of human technology without requiring a detailed environmental impact analysis, then we have to look at complicity here. Why is that the case? Why would they be given preferential treatment? And if they were given preferential treatment, in opposition to guidelines or, as they say, quote-unquote, best practices, then who then would be the culpable parties? Well, we're going to find out about that in this article as we continue. The oil spill is the cost of having a relationship with industry like the one MMS has, book said. You know, we've heard about this public-private partnership. Of course, you know that the word Congress is basically another way of saying intercourse. Well, Dorothy, Things are getting just a little bit friendly here in this public-private partnership, as we're about to see. Transocean executives, Lamar McKay, the chairman of BP America, is scheduled to testify today, along with Stephen Newman, chief executive officer of the rig owner Transocean Limited, and Tim Probert, the president of Global Business Lines at Halliburton Company, which was in charge of cementing the well. Boy, I want to listen to that testimony. We'll be right back.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known, with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. enginebrain.com. enginebrain.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we've returned once again right here on our Tuesday, May the 11th, 2010, 2-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, now well into our second hour of today's broadcast, looking at the oil spill just again, simply because it needs to be done. And there's Senate hearings today, and there's one going on right now. The Energy and Natural Resources hearing began at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, so it's been at it for 1 hour and 5 minutes already. I'm sure that at the end of the broadcast, I'll be able to go to my email box and Chris Five will have sent me one, or maybe Vicky will send me one, a copy of these things or links to them. Yeah, it's amazing. We've got good helpers in the background here helping me to stay up to speed on some of this news. But anyway, again, we've got these three, the cast of characters. But there's a missing name. There's a missing company here. Chairman of BP. BP America's in this one. Transocean Limited. Tim Probert, the president of the Global Business Lines at Halliburton. But, of course, Cameron needs to be here, too. They're the ones that made the that made the blow-off prevention valve that was used. It's a shear, it's a gate, crimping device. And yet, because Transocean purchased it and installed it, apparently, we're not positive that they did the install, but because Transocean is the drilling rig, they're taking the full responsibility, I guess, for Cameron's valve. But you would think that Cameron would be testifying there today as well. They may very well have known that that particular shear, that blow-off prevention device, wouldn't have been rated to do any good in this application. So there is a possibility that we're missing one key player in this finger-pointing group. The companies point fingers at each other for responsibility, according to the executive's testimony released yesterday. So I guess they gave their testimony or their transcripts in advance. Somebody's looked at them, and someone is making the statement that the companies are pointing a finger at each other for responsibility. Of course, we don't really care who was responsible. Yeah, we do, ostensibly. But as Barry the Usurper has said on national media, that BP ultimately is going to have to be held accountable for all of this. So whoever is responsible, yeah, we can understand and identify the responsible parties, but what's really important to we, the people, and the people of the planet, is who will be held accountable, and that must be BP. Of course, Barry the Usurper is going to have his position greatly weakened if we find that Ken Salazar, his appointee, his czar over the Interior Department, like Wally Hickel back in the Santa Barbara oil spill days, if Ken Salazar and the Mineral Management Service come up the real demons here because of the pass that they gave to them. Anyway, let's find out more about it. Transocean's blowout preventer failed to operate, McKay will say. All right, so the blowout preventer, again, was made by Cameron. According to his prepared remarks, the Transocean and Halliburton executives say BP had the lead decision-making role in the project. The executives pledged to cooperate to find the cause. All right? So that's nice of you, gentlemen, please. You know, let's all just sit down and on the floor and take our shoes off and listen to some soft music and play with toys. Play nicely, boys. They pledged to cooperate to find the cause. At least five congressional panels plan hearings on the incident that began on April the 20th. The Energy and Natural Resources hearing begins at 10 a.m. today. And then it's going to be followed after everyone goes and has a delightful lunch, no doubt, and a massage and something else. That will then be followed by a Senate Environment and Public Works Committee session this afternoon. Committed to safety, the accident raises questions that, quote, may result in additional changes and reforms, close quote. Kendra Barkoff, how would you like to have her assigned to your project? Kendra Barkoff, what a dog name that might be, as spokeswoman for the Interior Secretary Ken Salazar. So Barkoff and Salazar, I wonder where their passports, I wonder what country of origin they hail. Anyway, said an email statement. The secretary has been clear that we need to get to the bottom of what happened. Don't you like the way they say that? You know, Barry the Usurper gets up there, the bobbleheaded doll, the dark version of Ken. He runs his head back and forth looking at the monitors, and he goes, let me be perfectly clear. I want to be clear of that. I want to be clear of that. Well, Ken Salazar picked up the talking point. The secretary has been clear. I want to be clear that we need to get to the bottom of what happened. Salazar is proposing to split the MMS into separate agencies. Oh, that's what we really need. More agencies, more department heads, more computers, more books, more space, more desks, more chairs. You know the way it works in government. It's always, you know, overworked, underpaid, and understaffed. All right? So they split it into two agencies, and then they'll grow each to the same size again. And it's just a matter of time. But anyway, Salazar is proposing the split to split the MMS, the Mineral Management Services, into separate agencies, one to inspect rigs and enforce safety rules, and a second to oversee drilling leases and royalty collections, the Associated Press reported today. Why? There's no reason to do that. You don't have to split it. You just have to do the job you were hired to do, bonehead, citing administrative officials who spoke anonymously because the plan isn't public. Well, it's been made public now. Elmer Dannenberger, who retired in January after 38 years in offshore regulation at the Interior Department, said in a testimony prepared for this morning's hearing that some published criticisms of the MMS, quote, have not only been ill-informed and unsubstantiated, but malicious. So they're covering their tracks here. MMS regulators are, quote, 100% committed to their safety and pollution prevention mission, close quote, Dannenberger said in his prepared remarks. I wonder which attorney wrote him for him. Sex? Gifts? Yes. Did we say on your knees, Dorothy? Maybe making their money on their backs? And gifts? Maybe. It's not the first time the agency's relationship with industry, the industry it regulates, has come under fire. In 2008, Interior Department Inspector General Earl Devaney found that MMS employees in the division that gathers fees had sex with and accepted gifts from industry contacts while failing to collect almost $200 million due from energy companies. You see how it works. See, it's not limited to William Jefferson Clinton in the Oval Office with Monica Lewinsky under his desk, inspecting his shoelaces and getting stains on her dress. No, it's not limited to that. I'll give you the paragraph again. This is Bloomberg. Not making this up, folks. Bloomberg News Today on the website. Sex and gifts. It's not the first time the agency's relationship with the industry it regulates has come under fire. Starting to understand what a public-private partnership is all about. Voluntary compliance. In 2008... Interior Department Inspector General Earl Devaney found that the MMS employees, that's the Interior Department under Ken Salazar, MMS employees in the division that gathers fees had sex with and accepted gifts from industry contacts while failing to collect almost $200 million due from energy companies. That comes out of your pocket and mine. Well, not out of mine. The 2008 allegations followed revelations by Devaney in 2006 that MMS failed to include terms in offshore drilling leases could have generated $10 billion.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so it's not necessarily, and I would say it's not categorically, man's wise use of the resources on this planet that poses any real challenge or trouble. Our Creator outfitted this unique and absolutely glorious spaceship Earth for us to enjoy while we are here in the physical body. Outfitted it beautifully, perfectly, in all things. A superabundance, a cup that overflows. It's not man's wise use of this, it's the man's misuse of this planet that is the real problem here. And it has to do with this brotherhood of darkness, these greedy bastards. These self-dealing people that is the real challenge here. This is not any problem with our system of government. Constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government as our founders gave us. No, it's our mismanagement of it. It's just a format. As Aristotle says, in a republic, the Constitution is the government. But as he also said, such as you begin badly, you cannot help but to end badly. And certainly it was Alexander Levine Hamilton that got us off to the wrong start with this idea towards strong central banking and a strong federal government. But anywho, back to the article. And this is important. The 2008 allegations followed revelations by Devaney in 2006 that the Mineral Management Service failed to include terms in offshore drilling leases that could have generated $10 billion in additional revenue for the government. Remember, the MMS is second only to the Internal Revenue Service in bringing in the bacon. Maybe if they would do their job correctly and get back to the more sensible idea of tariffs, maybe if they would utilize our natural resources wisely, wise use, not no use, wise use, always been a bit of a brown fellow, never been a green weenie myself, wise use, maybe if we would manage our minerals estate wisely, we wouldn't need a specious, egregious bunch of gangster thugs and thieves like a central banking system and their debt collectors, the Internal Revenue Service. But the MMS, again, Interior Department, Ken Salazar's Mineral Management Service, created in 1982, is, quote, quote, too cozy with the companies it regulates, said U.S. Representative Daryl Issa, California Republican. The relationship discouraged the agency in 2003 from demanding better systems to prevent well blowouts like the one spewing an estimated 5,000 barrels of oil a day into the Gulf of Mexico, Issa said. Wonder where Daryl is from. Issa, that's a peculiar name. Issa proposes a split. Issa has introduced legislation to separate the MMS from the Interior Department and make it an independent agency like the IRS. Don't think so, Daryl. Somebody slapped that California Republican upside the head. I can agree with the too cozy, but the idea of splitting it and creating another independent agency like the IRS? Oh, no, 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 no. Such as you begin badly, Daryl, you can't help but to end badly. Never emulate a failed system. Again, the explosion and the sinking of the Deepwater Horizon rig about 130 miles southeast or southwest of New Orleans opened leaks 5,000 feet underwater. That's just reinforcing the talking point, right? BP's McKay and his testimony pointed to a device intended to staunch the well called a blowout preventer, which failed in the initial phases of the accident. Again, this goes back to Cameron. They developed and supplied this unit. However, there is this other one, this acoustic coupler that was not required. The acoustic coupler may have been able to shut this Hummer off when it happened instead of having to have an operator close this valve. It's not like you would think. It's not a hand valve like you get on the back of the house with the hose bib or at the kitchen sink. It's much more complex than that. But we are working on the belief that the fail-safe, if everything else didn't hold the pressure, that blowout preventer would close, said David Nagel, executive vice president of BP America, yesterday in a briefing with reporters. So this is why the BP is pointing at Transocean. Transocean will be pointing at Cameron, and they'll keep going into the smallest of all pockets until they get down to somebody who will pay $178,000 and do 6 months of community service, and this will be the only reparation we get for this mess. I'm just asserting something as a possibility there. In a 2000 safety alert, the MMS warned that backup systems to activate blowout preventers were, quote-unquote, an essential component of deep water drilling. All right? So there's nothing new here. Been around for 10 years. Had all the regulation on the books. We don't need another service. We don't need to split it up, create a new agency like the IRS, a second IRS. You know, Internal Revenue Service. No. Not privatizing here. All right, this is a government regulator. Governments are instituted among men to preserve or to protect the blessings of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The very few services that it can actually do effectively with the consent of the governed. Anyway, it's not a clear case that they should have mandated the acoustic sensor, said Kenneth Arnold, an offshore energy consultant based in Houston who helped write a 1990 report on the MMS offshore inspection program. And it was that 1990 report by Kenneth Arnold that I was referring to on air in a PDF form, 64-page report, I believe, just the other day. All right, so it's been now known for over 20 years. We're not talking about reaching the edge of human technology here. We're talking about employing technology we've had around for a long time. And the problem is that these acoustic couplers, these acoustic sensors, are around $500,000 a piece. And so therefore, if BP could use a lesser expensive product and save a little and cut a corner here and there, they're willing to do that. And so BP, again, ought to be held accountable for cutting corners on safety issues, don't you think? Continuing, even industry allies such as Representative Joe Barton of Texas, the top Republican on the House Energy and Commerce Committee, says stricter regulations may be necessary. Of course, they took a pass on this NEPA thing. Let's go back to that. The MMS gave BP a categorical exclusion from the National Environmental Policy Act in 2009. Now, folks, I can tell you from personal experience in the engineering and land surveying and development business sector, I guess you could say, these National Environmental Policy Acts, the NEPA process, is a real trouble. Whether you're on one side of the argument or on the other side of the argument, they are a real burden. But as long as we're going to continue to have something like NEPA, then either use it or get rid of it. So, anyhow, the Interior Service under, Department of Interior under Ken Salazar gave British Petroleum a pass, a categorical exclusion, which released the company from preparing detailed environmental assessments for this well. Why did that get the pass? How much money was given to them? What kind of a buy-off was it? How much sex did they get? What kind of gifts did they receive? These are my questions. I think they're going to be asked, hopefully, by the Senate committees and these various hearings as well. Closing out the article, I'm not satisfied with the answers, he said. This is Joe Barton after meeting BP executive May 4th. Those of us that support offshore drilling have to be open to the possibility that we have to toughen up a bit. Maybe we need to enforce the laws on the books, not write new ones and create new agencies. Well, we'll be back with man's role in the changing the face of the earth, the age of fossil fuels, right after these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
Listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio. TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And checking on the Kitco website, I find that at 11:28 Eastern Standard Time, thereabouts, as of 11:28 Eastern Standard Time, there was a about 20 minutes ago, there was a spike upward again in the gold spot market price to $12.2560. Now, $12.2560 is just $1.90 below the high that was set in December of 2009. At $1,227.50. So right now we're right about, it's come down just a little bit, but we came very close to within just under $2 of breaking that all-time high. So anyway, that action is happening in the gold market. I'm sure people that are gold bugs are going to be pleased to hear that, and we'll be watching it for the balance of the day. Of course, we'll also want to keep our eyes on these hearings as they grill BP and Transocean and Halliburton. We could go into another news article, which I'm not going to, and that is all of the split verdict that Elena Kagan, you know, if you remember the Kagans, they're the big priests, the grand poobahs of the Khazar tribe, 13th the tribe there. You can look at some of the writing that's been done on that. Interesting last name. But anyway, this Janet Napolitano twin that Barry the Usurper is tapping, really a sexist move. She's going to be another Jew on the Supreme Court, you know, and if you've got less than 2% Jews in the country, you wouldn't want to have a disproportionate representation on the Supreme Court. And joining that rabid pit bull, La Raza, Sonia Sodomizer, things don't bode well for us. But what's even more important, or at least equally important in all that, is to understand with the retiring justice, that's the end of Protestant representation on the Supreme Court. It's kind of bizarre to me when you think that Harvard started out as a seminary, and it certainly wasn't a Catholic seminary. If you go back and study as we did and look at the beginnings of the Klux Kloi, which some people call the Ku Klux Klan, initially they were opposed to immigration of Jews and Catholics. All right. Well, Dorothy, Harvard with Lawrence Summers and Kagan here, the Jewish community have basically taken over Harvard. So it's no longer, you know, a seminary type of a higher institute of higher learning. And yet we're drawing all of these people from Harvard, darling, on up into the Supreme Court and into the highest levels of office in our land. It's a disproportionate share. Certainly indicative of the Israelis' influence, AIPAC and Jinsa and the rest of that. So much for all of that. Let's go into something a little bit more interesting. Well, here's a little bit more in regards to Barry the Usurper's plan to mint cheaper coins. This one off the New York Times this morning, or excuse me, it's the Wall Street Journal. I'll just give you the opening bit of it. Elizabeth Williamson writes this: it cost the federal government up to 9 cents to mint a nickel and almost 2 cents to make a penny. So in addition to overhauling big finance, Barry the Usurper wants to tinker with America's small change. So if he's not going to debase our currency one way, his intention is to debase our currency another way. Of course, they're all just bus tokens. They're just subway change. But there's a lot of industry opposition to this because going to plastic or something like that or aluminum, it's going to make it really tough on the coin laundry people. All right? They're just tokens anyway, folks. But they're going to have a little bit of weight to trigger, you know, the washers and the dryers at the laundromat. Take a little bit of weight to go down through a Coca-Cola machine. You know what I'm saying? All right. So anyway, market forces, not metal prices, determine the value of American currency. Yet Americans persist on websites like coininflation.com in tracking the value of the metal in their currencies. People believe that we're still on some sort of a precious metal standard, says Rod Gillis, the educator at the American Numismatic Association. Isn't that just a testimony of the failing of Fed Ed and UNESCO? People still think that we're on some kind of a monetary, you know, standard here. Anyway, yeah, let's drop that article. Ridiculous. Save those nickels, folks. They got nickel in them. This nickel's worth more than they're worth a dime for every nickel that you have in your pocket. Back to the article again. This out of the symposium, Man's Role on Changing the Face of the Earth, Princeton, New Jersey, 1955. We've been reading from The Age of Fossil Fuels, a very interesting paper that was written by a man named Ayers, A-Y-R-E-S, Eugene Ayers, titled The Age of Fossil Fuels. And this guy knew what he was talking about, a good researcher as well as a good writer. But he has industry experience. So he continues here. He says the periods from 1780 to 1820 in America and from 1800 to 1820 in England, so we're coming into the modern time now, saw intensive development of power uses for the steam engine, but this had no effect on fossil fuel consumption, for wood was used almost entirely as fuel for steam raising, and wood charcoal was the preferred fuel for iron manufacture. So when you're just stumbling over, anybody that's ever lived on a small farm that had a wood lot, you know what I'm talking about. I lived on a 40-acre parcel, had wood lots on two sides of a pasture and a little spot for a home place. But if I were just to keep up with the amount of oak and ash and other hardwoods and softwoods that fell every single year due to old age, windstorms, blowdowns, and ice, I would have had not only enough wood to provide all of my heating, but I could conceivably have coked it and used it in my blacksmith forge, and additionally had plenty of firewood left if I were to cut it and split it and stack it and deliver it to sell cordwood to people for their fireplaces, all right? And that's just on a small, tiny place. Overflowing abundance. Our Creator has made this planet such that we shouldn't suffer any need here. There's a vast difference between needs and wants. A man lets himself run after and chase his wants, he'll never be satisfied. But if he's just seeking to satisfy his needs, he'll find most everything at hand. Continuing, the impetus towards large-scale substitution of heat power for animate power, animal power, was beginning to be felt in the Western world, but it was not to become really important until the 20th century, when generation of electric power from coal and the internal combustion engine for petroleum were well launched, all right? So up until the time, you know, as long as we were crapping in the outhouse, you know, and lighting our houses with a kerosene or some other kind of a lamp, I guess making towel candles, everything was ducky. But along comes, you know, king steam, along comes electricity and the internal combustion engine, and it changes the whole dynamic. You know, Nikola Tesla, you know, he might have been able to pull, you know, electricity down out of space, but other people have pulled it from other sources. During the first decade of the 19th century, the Chinese are said to have had about 10,000 wells at the foot of the high mountains of the Tibetan chain. And that's from Taylor, 1845. Many individual Chinese personally own hundreds of wells, producing brine and natural gas and averaging about 12 barrels a day of oil. Many individual Chinese personally owned hundreds of wells producing brine and natural gas and averaging about 12 barrels of oil a day. The wells were through rock with walls as polished as glass. In general, they were almost 2,000 feet deep, sometimes 3,000 feet, and 5 or 6 inches in diameter. They had been drilled without power machinery. And the walls were as polished as glass. Right? We're doing this a long time ago. They weren't worried about blow-off prevention valves and all these other things. Of course, they weren't out in the middle of the ocean either. But we've been doing this for a long time. Shouldn't have all of these discussions in the daily news. We've mapped this stuff out pretty well in the past. While anthracite had been used in China for centuries, it was having a rough time not only in America but in England. Bakewell, in the first edition of his Geology published in 1813, remarked, quote, "It is true that a considerable part of the coal in South Wales is of an inferior quality, it's anthracite, and is not presently burned for domestic use. Anthracite is too hard. But in proportion as coal becomes scarce, improved methods of burning it will assuredly be discovered." By 1815, bituminous, that's the counterparty to anthracite, bituminous coal is an anthracite, bituminous coal was being used in Pittsburgh to operate steam engines for the generation of about 150 horsepower. You can only imagine what it might be like in 1815 to have a 150 horsepower engine at your disposal. This meant that industrial consumption of coal in Pittsburgh was about 700 tons a year, and this was probably not far from the total United States industrial consumption of domestic coal. So just this one plant to operate steam engines there in Pittsburgh was just about the total industrial consumption. Industrial use of anthracite was about nil. Tried at the Philadelphia Waterworks, it was rejected because it put the fire out. No, yeah. One of the principal manufacturers in Philadelphia, a Mr. Wetherill, buried the coal that had been consigned to him. Others crushed the coal and used it like gravel. Intensive sales efforts were employed, including the printing of directions for burning, provisions of certificates of approval from blacksmiths, and even bribery of foremen. See, anthracite wasn't very popular. Not very useful either. Took a little while to come up with something better than that. A handicap to development was the relatively high price, $14 a ton. 14 bucks a ton. I don't mean to tell you, but I went all the way to Kansas City, or excuse me, St. Louis, to buy 3/4 of a ton of blacksmith-grade metallurgical coal for my forge, and it was substantially more than 14 bucks.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seed Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Seed Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cpanel.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
My soul. Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
That guitar down there, Carlos, thank you. So in general then, continuing, okay, let me just drop it down a little bit further here. Handicap to the development was a relatively high price of coal, and it was largely because of transportation. You know, this stuff is dreadfully heavy. A ton of coal is a ton, you know, and unfortunately, a ton of coal in a major operation won't last very long. But the price of English coal in New York was about $17 a ton. Duty was $2.75. Wood and wood charcoal were soon to become even more costly. You know, if you want to make wood charcoal and charcoal briquettes, you can go where any place that's got these stacks and sacks and stacks of pallets, you know, pallets. You know what I'm talking about. They're made out of oak, typically. A lot of them made right here, about a half mile from me, Palatine Mill. This is Missouri oak, fine white and red oak, sometimes ash. They saw it all up and make pallets out of it, you know, for the shipping industry. We've got some truckers in the area, certainly down in just across the border on the other side. You've got J.B. Hunt and Company. J.B. Hunt, his Bighorn Lodge, his big ranch, 3,000-some-acre ranch, was right next door to me. Lived right next to J.B. Hunt's hunting lodge. Anyway, but the idea of these pallets, you know, they're just everywhere. If you want to make charcoal, you want to make good charcoal, make it yourself. You just saw it up, you know, get your worm drive saw out there and just saw it up into 1-inch by 1-inch bricks, blocks, cut the pallets up, all the boards in the pallet, just cut them all up. And then go up on the internet, Lost Technologies, and figure out how to coke and make charcoal out of little cubes of wood. And in the process, you can also make gasoline. You can make something that you can run in your lawnmowers, you know. So there's your solution set for today. It is very possible. Lost Technologies. Have to try and dig out the catalog for that so that you can have a catalog that's just chuck-a-luck full of really cool books that have been reprinted that teach you all about blacksmithing and any number and sundry of other things and how to make your own lathe and your own mill and your own drill press and all of these various and sundry things. You know, it's as you say, a man with a lathe can create a machine shop. That lathe can make everything in your machine shop, including a rifle. Anyhow, continuing. By 1820, the first consignment of coal from Wilkes Barre reached Philadelphia. Total production of anthracite in the United States was estimated by Taylor as not over 365 tons. 1820, not over 365 tons. Anybody ever seen a Burlington Northern rail freight train coming down the pike, and it's got hundreds of cars behind it, and they're all topped off in that nice black coal? Yeah. But total production at this time, 1820, 365 ton. But the use of anthracite was to grow very rapidly. For 6 years later, Philadelphia brought in 16 tons. A writer expressed his opinion that anthracite would someday become the principal fuel not only of Philadelphia but of some other cities. He was talking about domestic use. For even in 1830, almost no anthracite was being used industrial, and even for domestic heating, coal was of a minor consequence. France was in about the same stage as America, except that its records were much more precise. Charcoal was used all over the world, except in China and Wales, for the smelting of iron. The first use of anthracite in America to raise steam for operating a steam engine came in 1830 in Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Abraham Pott used special grate bars that could resist the high heat of combustion. Thus, iron made with wood charcoal in turn made possible the burning of coal to provide steam for an engine used to saw wood. You see how it all is just cumulative, you know? It's all cumulative. Nothing that I know did I get any place from others except from others. We could talk about that briefly. Maybe we'll do that tomorrow. We'll go back to John Locke and look at the original and general of ideas, their thought and thought. Back from John Locke, you know, we studied him as we were looking at his second treatise, The True Original and End of Civil Government. Well, he had quite a bit to say in his philosophy about the origin of ideas and thoughts. And as we think about private property, rightly, as Andrew J. Galambo styled, property is simply a man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life. All property begins with you. And our entire system of government was built around this idea of protecting private property. In other words, protecting you from abuses. The Fourth Amendment, we're to be secure in our persons and our places, our papers and our effects against unreasonable searches and seizures. Why? Because our founders knew that property was king. Without property, there's no reason for us to continue the struggle. During the 1830s, oil wells were beginning to appear in the United States. One in Burkeville, Kentucky, gushed oil 12 feet into the air before subsiding to a more moderate flow. It seems that they had something more dramatic than that while Macondo gently weeps. We were doing what the Chinese had been doing for many centuries, drilling wells for brine and often finding oil or gas instead. And people began to notice oil seepages all over the world. In western Iran, where so much oil is being produced today, exundant liquid bitumen was being collected in the way described by Herodotus about 2,400 years ago. Oh yeah, fossil fuel, right? Productive springs of naphtha were in operation on the borders of the Persian Gulf. Everyone remember Greek fire? Naphtha. You know, you go to the grocery and you buy a can or I guess it's plastic container of Ronson fuel for your Zippo. And you pay through the nose. You get this little plastic bottle, a couple ounces in it, and you pay through your nose several dollars. Have you ever considered just simply going to the hardware store and buying yourself a quart of naphtha? Naphtha and lighter fluid for your Zippo lighters is precisely the same, except in the grocery they call it lighter fluid, and in the hardware store they call it naphtha. Well, productive springs of naphtha were in operation on the borders of the Persian Gulf. Oil from the provinces of Fars and Azerbaijan was being used in lamps and to coat the bottoms of vessels on the Tigris and the Euphrates rivers. In fact, oil was noted in the major majority of places where modern production has been successful. Everybody ever looked at this? Looked at the Bible, the creation of Noah's Ark, fictional or factual, take it any way you like, and it was tarred or in they pitched inside and out. Well, that's bitumen. It's been around a long time. People have known about it, you know. Packing the cracks in the vessel with oakum, you know, that's a petroleum saturated hemp or other stranded material, and you pack it into the cracks of a boat when you make a wood lap boat. People forgot about that. Now they have all the plastic, fiberglass, and aluminum bass boats. In fact, again, oil was noted in the majority of places where modern production has been successful. Baku, Venezuela, California, Mexico, Texas. Men began to wonder what the eventual importance of oil might be. Someone said, quote, it surely was not placed there in vain. You see? Surely not placed there in vain. This was a long time ago, 1845. No one was talking about fossil fuels in those days. Everyone still believed in the Creator, but they don't do that anymore. Now they believe in Mother Gaia and the government. In 1840, an official attempt was made through the Census Act to determine the production of bituminous coal in the United States. Why would they do it through the Census Act? But the attempt was a failure, just as the 2010 census is falling on deaf ears here in Missouri. Over 65% of the people in Berry County haven't sent back their census report. They are not telling on themselves. Here's more. It was thought by many that this, here's a quote, this species of investigation savors too much of scrutiny into the private affairs of men and is unsuited to the spirit of Republican institutions. I'm going to keep that quote. I'm putting that into my census 2010 response file. Once again, in 1840, an official attempt was made through the Census Act to determine the production of bituminous coal in the United States, but the attempt was a failure. Why? Because it was thought by many that, quote, this species of investigation savors too much of scrutiny into the private affairs of men and is unsuited to the spirit of Republican institutions, close quote. The statisticians of the period concluded that the extent of bituminous coal fields was so large that, quote, it seems futile to hazard even the roughest calculation. Well, that's what we've got for fossil fuels, folks. Our Creator knew how to supply this little spaceship with more than enough for us all. And yet there are those that advance the green agenda, the green theology, the green weenies, that would have us all use nothing, walk around in Birkenstocks, and sing Kumbaya. I'll be back again tomorrow. Thank you for listening. And until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com. the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.